It's time to mix it up, folks, with the Theology Mixer Radio Show. We're going to toss ministry topics into the blender, puree some great guests and controversy, all for the glory of God. So grab your Bible, defend your thoughts, and enjoy the Theology Mixer Radio Show. Welcome to the Theology Mixer, where I, Scott McCausey, am joined by my friend Jeremy Lundmark, and we are going to do a Christmas special tonight here on the Theology Mixer, not bringing in a specific guest per se, but we want to give a thanks to the Snyder family who put together the Theology Mix website for everyone to enjoy, where lots of different thought processes are shared in a healthy venue, where people can jump on and learn more about God's Word in some special ways. And I've got Jeremy Lundmark with me. Jeremy, welcome in.
Yeah, good to be with you. And, I'm really excited to be able to do this. We can't say thank you enough to the Snyders, and thankful for those who've called in and have taken the time to, just be willing to call in and to say their thanks. And I know that we've only got a couple voicemails here, but I think that we are, in a way, speaking on behalf of all of the authors and being able to say a big thank you this Christmas. Over the last year, they've done so much for us in building this platform, and we're just so blessed to be a part of it.
Amen. I think we're all very thankful, and what a great way to say Merry Christmas to the Snyder. So why don't we do this, Jeremy? I'm going to grab on to the first voice message left by Chris Lindsay, another writer for Theology Mix. Been there from the very beginning. Obviously, we know who Chris is and the type of articles he writes, and he wanted to say thank you in his own way. So let's play that clip very quick.
Hey, Snyder family. This is Chris Lindsay. I just wanted to call and say thank you for all of the hard work that you have been putting into Theology Mix. I want to let you know how much I appreciate the opportunity to be part of such a group, to be able to write, to express my views, and to have dialogue with like-minded Christians who may not necessarily agree with me, but agreed to put Jesus first. You guys have put in a ton of work and effort to get this thing off the ground and to keep it going, and we appreciate everything you do. Thank you guys so much, and God bless. Bye.
You know, Chris really hits it on the head there in pointing out the fact that Theology Mix is a mixture of authors that really don't always agree, and that's the beauty of it. And we're able to come together and share varying viewpoints related to theology and Christianity and practicing our Christianity, where we're able to express that and walk away, you know, honoring Christ together while at the same time recognizing and identifying those differences and realizing that those exist in the Christian faith.
Yes. And you know what, Jeremy? I think that it's so important, too, that we can get on the Theology Mix website. We can read some of these articles that are posted by Chris and some of the others that are going to be sharing a thanks as well. And we can grab those things and we can put them in our social media feeds to, in essence, feed our friend, our circles, and see what those folks have to share, too. And, you know, I've posted some of Chris's articles, and it's been interesting because not everybody stands in the same place as he might in regards to thought processes. But that's what Theology Mix is all about. That's what the Theology Mixer program is going to be all about. And I'm thankful for that because, again, iron sharpens iron. And although we might not see things exactly the same way, we need to talk about it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, one of the things that Theology Mix has done is it's not only built a platform for the average Christian to come and to share their views, but it's also built a platform for what's known as the Anon community. And we talked, yes, a little bit about this in our precast and just how this anonymous community of people, it seems like they're mostly on Twitter, have found a platform there. And I'm not 100% sure how the Snyders have been able to connect with these people. I've been through Theology Mix able to connect with them, but somehow they built these connections and we're getting some really great articles from people who may not be comfortable sharing these views with the people around them, but they have a venue now to be able to do that. And we have a voicemail from one of those Anons, Calvinist Hulk. Why don't we go ahead and play that?
Yes, let's do it.
Hello, Snyder family. This is Calvinist Hulk. And I just wanted to say a big thank you for giving us a platform from which to smash bad theology. Wishing you a smashing Christmas and Happy New Year. Thanks again for all that you do. Hulk smash!
And of course, that's Calvinist Hulk. And, you know, it makes me smile every time I listen to him. He was on your show once, Jeremy, as well.
Yes.
And it just cracks me up the way you can get his voice going like that. But his articles are, again, true to nature. And he is another guy who can get out there with his voice, talk about some specific thought processes at a place where others can dive in and also share their thoughts as well. He wrote a Valentine's article that I know for a long time was like the top five viewed articles for Theology Mix. I'm not sure where it stands now, but what a neat guy, some neat articles that he writes. And I'm glad he called in to share his thanks with the Snyders as well, because this allows him to have a platform to share different thought processes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was looking at, I actually read one of the first articles that he posted. It was entitled "Bears Mauling Children is Good." And I thought, what a crazy idea. And the article is excellent. It does a great job of demonstrating the goodness of God in one of the most controversial stories that you'll read in the Old Testament, where the youth are making fun of Elijah, God's prophet, or Elisha. And they attack him, or the bear. God has bears come out and attack these kids,
yes.
And it's like, what is going on here? And it, people can check that article out. I, those are the only two articles I know of. There may be a couple others there from Calvinist Hulk, but those are the ones that I'm aware of.
Yep, yeah, there are a couple other ones as well. I know that he's written, but he has, like you say, he's got a good audience too, and a lot of people follow his writings, and they may not like it per se, but again, it gets the gears turning. Well, here's another author. He's actually known through Theology Mix circles as the Church Husher, Aaron Jeffries, and he called in as well, and this is his message to the Snyders.
Hey, Snyder family. This is Aaron Jeffries, formerly known as Church Husher. I just want to thank you all for the opportunity you gave last year to join the team. And I can't wait to see what happens with the rest of the years. Thank you so much for everything you do, and remember to keep it water only in the sanctuary. Thank you.
Now, Aaron is one of the few people that I know of who has been able to double as both an Anon and a regular person. I also know that Kyle James Howard, the super theologian, is another one of our people who does both his real account and his Anon account. And it's neat to see some of these people be able to come out of their shells through Theology Mix and through their social media and be who they are in both worlds, however that works in their mindset. But it's been neat to see the Church Husher grow. And I remember knowing him as the Church Husher,
yes,
and interacting with him there. And then he came over on Facebook and friended me and sort of direct messaged me and said, "Hey, I'm the Church Husher, by the way." And then slowly came out of that shell. It's been neat to watch that process for some of these guys.
Well, I think that's a lot of fun too, because that's one of the topics that I know we're going to be hitting on the Theology Mixer program going into 2016, is that topic of Anons. And I know that allows them to have a platform to share thoughts that may be very controversial that they don't want to tackle with their normal mainstream social media network. But I think that we should dive out there and share our thoughts that what we might have might be different than somebody else's, and not be afraid to dive out there with those thought processes, even though we may not have it exactly correct. I tell you what, Jeremy, I've already learned a ton just in this last year diving into, you know, the Theology Mix website. And I give great thanks to the Snyders for putting this together. Not only am I a contributor, but I am learning a ton. This place is a place that people can go to learn so much information about God, about how the Lord fits with the culture today. And a lot of times, you know, culture goes against them, so we have to stand up. And that's why I love the fact that some of these Anons are even coming out of that nutshell, so to speak, and proclaiming the truth of the gospel outside of that. I mean, they're revealing their secret identity, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this is a good opportunity to do a couple of things. First of all, we're always mentioning the Snyders, and not too many people know exactly who they are. But I think it's good to get their first names. You got to help me out if I mess this up. But John Snyder is the husband, father in the family.
Yep.
And then there's Sharon. Is that how we say it?
That's how I say it.
Okay. And that's mom and wife. And then there's Sarah and Stephanie, who seem to be the web designer and the editors at Theology Mix. And just to give people an idea of the amount of work that they've done, they did a full website remake here a few months ago. and actually a few weeks ago, and that included the development of the Theology Mixer podcast network and all of those things.
Yes.
And they're just doing that on their own. In the meantime, this family is overseas planting churches, doing the regular work of a laborer for Christ. It's just incredible to me to see what these folks have done. And one thing that doesn't get a lot of traction, I don't know that we've done a good job so far even mentioning it on our program, but we need to do a good job of it, is Deer Park Avenue.
Yes.
Both Sarah and Stephanie are part of an excellent band who put together the music that at the beginning and the close of our program, and they have tons of music out there you can buy on iTunes. We really need to get their name out there and be able to share with what's going on, because we just say the Snyders, we know who that is, but it's tough to let people know so they can connect with them as well.
Yeah, I completely concur, and they've been on my radio program Speak Up before, and that's how I met them. John wrote a book called The 100-Day Prayer, and I think the other book that he wrote is These Sheep Bite. I think I probably slaughtered that title, but I know it's something like that. But The 100-Day Prayer book, my goodness, what a great read, and a publisher got my hands on that, and I started reading it, and I was like, that's it, I got to get John on. So John began to talk to me way back when about putting this thing together and wanted to know if I was interested. Well, of course I was interested in continuing to do a different type of ministry, but I guess I didn't know what I was getting into, because this thing has just exploded. And I shouldn't have been surprised, because the Snyder family has been involved with church planning around the country and in Europe and in other countries their whole lives. And he's worked West Coast, East Coast, again, trips to Europe. I know the ladies have been over there in Germany and other places just recently. And they're flying back and forth. You know, I think I've got a lot of things going on. I look up to these guys and say, these guys have got a completely full plate. But here they are putting together the Theology Mix website for all of these different folks who are very thankful for it. And some of these folks, the Snyders have picked and said, hey, we want you and we want you. And then others are coming along. I just can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do with this thing. And, you know, talk about a Christmas celebration. Theology Mix is just exploding, and I know it's a gift for anybody who would check it out for the first time.
Absolutely, and you know, we've been talking about the variety of content, and I had the opportunity for our program to interview Carol Howell earlier today, and I was just blown away by the wealth of information that she has.
Yes.
Related to dementia and Alzheimer's. I want to encourage folks to get that episode. I believe it's going to launch sometime in the next few weeks. That all depends on when it will post, but keep your eyes open for that. But we also had Carol call in and share her thanks in relationship to the work that she's been doing with Theology Mix and Theology Mix has done for her. So why don't we go ahead and play that?
Here it is.
Hi, this is Carol Howell with Senior Life Journeys, calling you from rainy Rock Hill, South Carolina. How do I thank you enough for the opportunity that you've brought my way through Theology Mix? I was so honored to first be approached about posting my blog there, and it has proven to be a true blessing to me. It's opened doors of opportunity, and I thank you for that. I've often said that if I ever do become famous, it will be because of Theology Mix, and I'm proud of that. So thank you. Although you folks eat blogs faster than I eat M&Ms, you're always telling me, send more, so you keep my brain popping. But you truly are the hands and feet of our Lord on this earth, and I'm proud to be a part of that. I look forward to the future, and I look forward to podcasting, and maybe one day we'll actually meet face-to-face before we do so on that heavenly shore. I hope that you continue this work for the Lord and that you feel our appreciation through all the phone calls coming through. Blessings and smiles to you both. Bye.
And that was Carol Howell. And you're right, Jeremy. She's got a lot of great things to share. And I know there's an episode coming up that I wish I could have been a part of, but I wasn't. Or there's already talk about bringing her on again, because there's so much to learn about dementia. And you know what? There's so much to learn from a lot of the different authors from Theology Mix and what their gifts are to the world that God's given them. Again, another cool thing about this Theology Mix machine going on, that it's bringing in all these different thought processes to give gifts to all those listeners out there through their expertise. And Carol's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of giving gifts, I wanted to mention right now on the Theology Mix website, if you visit the homepage, you'll see a big banner for a Christmas giveaway. And I'm just blown away that the folks at Theology Mix, after building this whole platform and doing all the work that they're doing, they're giving more back to us. Yes. And I just want to encourage folks to check that out. You can sign up every single day. They're giving away $250 worth of gift cards from Amazon, iTunes, Starbucks, you name it. Go check that out. Just go to theologymix.com. If you're listening to this podcast, and I believe this is entirely possible, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, well, I like the podcast, but I don't have time to look at the blog, just go to theologymix.com, scroll to the bottom of the first page, and I find it hard to believe that anyone could do that and not find something that would appeal to their interest. Yes. Or something they've been thinking about or dwelling on. I mean, you already mentioned the 100 Days of Prayer. That's something that they sort of kick out. Not only do they have the book, but they've got the blog post to go with them now. I mean, it's just insane the amount of information that's there. Political stuff that I've been yes. involved with, sports. I mean, it just runs the gamut.
Yeah, and that was one of the things as when I first became a Christian that I wanted more of. I wanted more current events and how they relate to God's word. Where do I find a place for that? Well, guess what? It's here. It's alive and it's thriving. And like you said, if sports is your thing, Tim Hiller, there's a number of different authors that write articles on different sports related topics. And we're going to bring some of those guys on here in 2016 as a gift to our listeners to talk about things like, are sports really important for our children? How much time is spent in that versus the word? And some of these are going to be pretty tough topics, but we've got a lot of great authors that write these columns where we can talk and discuss about them in a safe environment. You know, one of the things that Carol said in her message to the Snyders were that they eat blogs. And when I heard that, I just started chuckling because, of course, they, as Carol mentioned, they just want more and more of her writing. And I think that's because of the great content of all the authors. So it's really cool to see the authors saying thank you in a special way to the Snyders to give back for what the Snyders have done to be able to get that platform started.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to, hopefully we can be an encouragement to them because they've been such an encouragement to us. And I know how yes. busy they are. We get little snippets here and there. They're faithful in not only giving us the platform, but what people need to understand is I think we're close to, if we're not beyond, 1,000 posts in Theology Mix. So that's in the course of a year.
Yeah.
That's like 3 a day.
That's a lot.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't have time to read 3 blog posts a day. And that's not just like skimming. I read the heading and
right.
you know, hit a couple paragraphs. They got it. If they're editing it, they have to actually read through it. And I feel like they're after it 24/7.
Yes.
And you mentioned the columns. That's something they've just launched for the new year. I wrote down a couple of them. I hope I got them all. There's Let's Talk Dementia with Carol Howell, who we just heard
yep.
from. There's my column, Let's Talk Theolitics, a little merger there between politics and theology. There's Ask Dr. Frazier, some counseling information there, you know, dealing with the types of situations you might run into. There's John Snyder's version of this column, which is called Healthy Leaders. And there's one here that Forward Progress with Tim Hiller.
Ah, very
so,
good.
All of those are good columns. They're supposed to come out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Obviously, schedules don't always line up, but for the most part, you're getting at least one area of those that I just mentioned every single week. There's just so much to get a hold of.
Yes, there's a ton to get a hold of.
Yes.
And not only that, there's a whole bunch of superheroes in the site, too, and talking about Annans. And we have another one with another message for the Snyders as well. And I really enjoy Calvinist Colson speaking as well. You've had him on your show, Jeremy, and
yes.
I've listened to Calvinist Colson before as well, and he has a really cool message. Let's play that now and see what he's thankful for to the Snyders.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Scott. This is Calvinist Colson, Director of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm out here in the field, and I had a few minutes. I thought I'd give you a call and just wanted to thank you both for the work that you do. I've been with Theology Mix for a few months now, and I've really enjoyed writing for it. But I've really enjoyed the authors and their dedication and the work they do. Enjoyed your podcasts. I think they're great. Looking forward to what you both will do together, as well as what the whole Theology Mix network is going to be. So just wanted to say thank you for that and hope you guys do well, and we're here to support you. And oh, my target's on the move. I gotta go. God bless you guys. Bye.
That's fantastic. Calvinist Colson was a great interview on my podcast, and have, again, just another connection that I made through TheologyMix.com. And he mentioned our Theology Mix podcast network, which just launched a number of programs there. I won't belabor the point, but just check out Theology Mix to find those programs. Check out iTunes. You'll find them all there, this program along with six others. So be sure to check those out. And, you know, he mentioned just the amount of networking that's happening.
Yes.
And I'm excited about that. You know, when I had him on my program, he was considering going to the abortion clinic. And not that I want to bring up that issue.
Sure.
But I just want to point out just where all these people are coming from. And one of the reasons that he has an Anon account is because of some of the work that he's trying to do on the ground. And so it's exciting to see where all these people are coming from.
Yes.
We're coming together at Theology Mix, but then we go away and a lot of ministry is happening. We're talking 60 authors who are impacting their communities around the world. That's some exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And he said something that struck me as very, very true, a dedication to excellence through all of the writers that are taking part of Theology Mix. I know, Jeremy, you work very hard to portray the love of the Lord and God's word in the best way that you can, as do I, and as do all these different authors that are diving in. And what I'm really excited to see, because the Snyders are also dedicated to excellence, is who else they're going to bring into this fold. Because yeah, the cool thing is a lot of people are getting to be known for their platforms and their thought processes because of this website. And it's not about us, it's about God. But we are now allowed to, through this, share our gifts, again, that God's given. And this, obviously, being the Christmas season, we're talking a lot about gifts. How this is going to be pulling some folks that are even more well-known into this fold to share more and more thoughts. I know Bob Hostetler is one of the guys that came in later in the year, and he's a decently known pastor. I shouldn't decently know. He's probably going to say, what is Scott saying right there? But he's been on Speak Up before too. Does a lot of the conference touring, keynote speaking. And we're going to, I think Theology Mix is going to get more and more of that as they continue to grow. And just all the different thoughts, and such a great place to go to share those thoughts and ideas.
Absolutely. And another thing he mentioned was, you know, you said the dedication of the authors, and I get excited because you've got all these authors coming together, and we're talking about gifts. We're talking about the Christmas season. Every time an author does a podcast or writes a blog post, they're giving a gift to a community that then spreads just everywhere.
Yes.
And Theology Mix is this platform, but each one of us makes up a little piece of that platform. And while we wanted to dedicate this particular Christmas episode to the Snyders, we can't help but give a very big thanks to everyone who's contributed. We talked before the episode about people who are like, well, I've only written one article. Hey, one article is one article.
That's right.
We're trying to build a platform, and together we're glorifying Christ.
Amen.
In a magnificent way. And so we want to say a thank you to the authors as well, maybe on behalf of the Snyders, while we're giving thanks to them.
That's right. And so things that are coming in 2016, obviously, Jeremy, we've talked about the podcast network. All of the places that, you know, one specific place where our viewers can go to listen to these episodes, they can find this. It's all through iTunes. So here's a gift our listeners could give. If they love what they're hearing, go to iTunes and write a great review, right? I mean, that jumps us up in the status marker so more and more people can see the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And be sure to listen to some of the podcasts you're not familiar with.
Yes.
I noticed that some podcasts are getting more traffic than others. That's to be expected, of course. But if you're listening to one specific podcast on that feed, give one of the other ones a try. You know, and if you don't like it, let us know why.
Yes.
The whole point of Theology Mix is that we have these conversations. And so the Theology Mix podcast network is all about putting a whole bunch of random people together, all who are Orthodox. There's not heresy. I had one person ask me, well, how do you determine, you know, it's not, you know, Catholic or, you know, way off in left field somewhere. And, you know, we're pretty strict in terms of how we bring people on. But listen to what they have to say. We're going to have different views, but listen to them and take the time. One of the things that I think we do in the church that's a mistake is we sort of go and hide in our theological corner.
Yep.
And we never grow in unity in the body of Christ. And Theology Mix really gives us an opportunity to hear someone's viewpoint without having to battle them or defend them. We can just sit there and read the post or listen to the podcast, and we don't have to respond. We can just honestly hear what they have to say and learn from it and develop from that. And if we're not doing that, I think we're being somewhat prideful. You know, if we're saying, oh, I've got it all figured out, I don't need to listen to anyone else, I don't think that that really represents the humility of Christ. And so Theology Mix gives us this opportunity to be involved on that level.
That's right. And one of the things we would like as well, again, another gift to us, if I could ask for a gift, is we want feedback. We want to know what you want to hear this coming year in 2016. What topics do you want talked about? What types of articles would you love to be reading about? So there's ways to contact us, Jeremy. I know you have like a hotline, don't you, where people can call and leave messages. Is that right?
Yeah. After the sermon has a voicemail messaging system. It's 607-223-2353. You'll hear an intro for after the sermon, but if you want to leave a message there or text that number, I'll get that information. It all goes to the same place, which is my email box. And that email box is lundmark.jeremy@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. So any of those, you know, avenues are ways in which you can contact me. Scott, what are some ways that folks can contact you?
Well, obviously, one of the easiest ways is because I'm in charge of Christian Devotion Speak Up. Scott@christiandevotions.us is a great way to send me a note. There's only one Scott McCausey, to my knowledge, on Facebook. You can Facebook message me. Would love to hear from you there. You know, and Theology Mix has the Facebook presence. They have the Twitter presence. So listeners, if you want to know more and you have no idea, obviously the website's theologymix.com. That's pretty simple. But if you're a Facebook person, go there because all the articles are posted through there. If you're a Twitter person, all the articles are tweeted there. And go to theologymix.com and check what's going on there. And like you mentioned to Jeremy earlier in the show, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it's a great place just to kind of even get started. There's a Christmas section down there.
Yes.
And you can go there right now. There's three articles that I'm looking at. One published the 15th of December, one the 11th, one the 8th. And as we move towards Christmas, there's going to be more. And as the new ones come up, they're going to be posted up at the top. And there's apologetics down there. It talks about Theology Mix and what it is. There's so much going on at this website. What a great gift. If you're a listener right now and you have a friend who maybe is wanting more, wanting to check out more in-depth studies, a great place to go, theologymix.com. And we hope that you love the Theology Mixer that's going to be coming in 2016 as well. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what you'd like to hear, what you'd like to see more of. So let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we can kind of close this episode out by just wishing all of our authors a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And a Happy New Year. And of course, wishing the Snyders a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. They have a lot of travels coming up. And one thing we haven't mentioned, pray for the authors, pray for the Snyders.
Yes.
Again, we've mentioned already, these folks are involved with their own ministries. They have families, they have work, they have all the same struggles that everybody else has. And we have this magnificent platform that sort of puts us in the limelight, puts our articles in the limelight. Let's never forget that we are each a part of the body of Christ, and we need to support and build one another up. As much as we love to mix it up, we also need to just be encouraging one another and glorifying Christ with loving one another.
That's right. Amen. And apology to the Snyders. I'm not singing a Christmas song. That's
yeah,
it.
That was my feeling on it, too. They said that they would be sorely disappointed if we didn't sing, and unfortunately, we have to end on a bad note because we're not going to sing. I'm not going to do it, Scott.
I'm not either. You know, the good note would be is if the Snyder family on here, which we need to do. We'll do that in 2016.
Yes.
There's another gift to you folks from us. We'll bring the Snyders in. We'll talk about all the things they have cooking. But then we'll have them sing because Sarah and Stephanie through Deer Park Avenue, what a fantastic music group. And obviously we play the beginning intro of some of their music. We need them to sing some Christmas songs. That's what I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to be clear, we don't want to disappoint you on Christmas, and understand that our decision not to sing that's a gift to you as well.
Right.
We were talking before the show that we don't want to give you coal for Christmas, but you mentioned a very good thing. We can end the episode like we always do with letting Sarah and Stephanie sing, because we have a great song from them as our new closing outro. For Theology Mixer Radio, this song is called Countdown by Deer Park Avenue. Scott, is there anything else you'd like to say as we close?
let's end like this. From the Theology Mixer, I'm Scott, Jeremy Lundmark with me. Merry Christmas to all our listeners.
Yep, and Merry Christmas as well. Thanks for listening, folks.
God bless you.
If you are who you are, you should know.
That sounds good. And yeah, well, this is a podcast, so you're going to edit later anyway. So if we mess up, you can clean it up.
Yeah, we'll see what we can polish up.
What a great way to say Merry Christmas to the Snyder. So why don't we do this, Chris? You can edit that part. Why don't we do this, Jeremy?
We can end the episode like we always do with letting Sarah and Stephanie sing, because we have a great song from them as our new closing outro for Theology Mixer Radio. This song is called... Do you know what it's called? I forgot.
I forgot too. You'll have to dub that in.
Oh, wait, give me a second. I'll remember. Oh, Countdown. Okay. I was hoping it would come to me as I got to the end. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll redo that.
Okay.
We'll close things out with our... Oh, man. I'm just going to dub it in. And I'm totally going to pull this clip out just for them. Because...
Yeah, you have to. They'll enjoy that.
They have to get that.
Yeah.